The blue light has been ringing this morning, and it has to be you, sir. Hello?
Yeah, are you the DJ?
Yeah, it's us, officer. Hello, officer.
My name's Officer Lee Groyman, Security Patrol.
Seattle's toughest cop, Officer Groyman?
Yeah, you know what happened last night, don't you?
No.
And the next two nights, don't you?
Mm.
Well, I'll tell you this. 3 days of the year, Memorial Stadium turns into the city dump.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the garbage man.
Are you?
Did you hear me? I'm the garbage man.
Yes, you are.
That's right.
I said the garbage.
That's what you said, sir.
I'll be at that Grateful Dead concert tonight. Bag 'em, tag 'em, throw 'em in the meat wagon.
That's right.
They'll be trucking you to Harborview.
Yeah, I get that's a pun, isn't it? That trucking part.
I pound on your head with 22 pounds of Northwest lumber. My little buddy, I like to call my old cedar banger. Oh, that baby will sweep you right up. I'll be at that Grateful Dead concert tonight with my top dog, Rambone.
Rambone?
Oh, he's a pot-sniffing nightmare.
What is he?
He's a pot-sniffing nightmare, lady. Open your ears.
Okay.
I'll tell you, that dude hears a timing chain off on a Volkswagen bus. This is a little slightly off, huh?
Excuse me? You can chew a timing chain off of a Volkswagen.
He can, huh?
That dog can chew. You know, I know a lot of dogs snap at tires.
No.
This dog will chase a busload of deadheads and chew the timing chain right off of a VW.
Well, when I yell hippie, he goes hippie.
Does
then he bites a big hole in some rainbow hair tie-dyed relic of the 60s.
That's right.
So if you think it's still Woodstock, dude, get ready for a wood shampoo. Courtesy of a grateful police department.
What?
That's right.
I want to check Rambone's dental work.
Hey, what's going on here?
And now, an original sitcom from Roy Otis. Starring Roy Otis as Roy Opie. Emmett the Fix-It Guy. Ernest T. Bass. And Robin Erickson in an uncanny lifelike portrayal of Aunt Bee. Episode 1. Who's eating Aunt Bee's pie?
Yes, yes, we're in a play, and it's a television situation comedy.
Why don't you just go scene opens and then start the scene? I mean, I'm not...
That's what I'm doing. And in this scene that just opened, I'm trying to find out who you think Aunt Bee is baking the pie for. Who do you think it is, Emmett the Fix-It Man?
I'm Emmett. I can fix anything. You got something for me to fix? I'll fix a toaster. I could fix a jet. I could fix a... I'll fix anything you want me to, but I've only done toasters up to this point. I'm fixing a toaster.
And what about you, Ernest T. Bass?
That's right. My name's Ernest T. Bass, and don't get it wrong, okay? Not Ernest T. Bag, okay? You call me that, and I will be sure to throw a rock through your window, sir.
How do you think the scene is going
I think
so
it
far?
Sucks, and I'll tell you why. You don't tell people what the story is. You perform the story. They figure it out. You don't say, well...
all right.
Okay, try it
again.
Well,
here we are at scene one. We're trying to figure out who you Aunt Bee is baking the pie.
God, don't do it again. You just boned it up again.
I'm at the Fix-It Man. Who?
Damn it.
Who do you think?
Currently, I've got a silver object in front of me that I'm fixing. It's a toaster. I'm fixing a toaster.
What about you, Ernest?
Go ahead.
Ernest.
What did you just say?
Who do you think it is, Ernest? Tea.
You say tea bag.
Tea bag.
Did I hear a G?
Who do you think Aunt Bee is baking the pie for, Mr. Fix-It Man?
He just...
I've got a little box. It's supposed to pop up. I have it on a medium setting. It's toasting too dark. I'm fixing a toaster right now. I could fix a computer if you brought one over to me, or even a calculator.
Okay, listen, you know, as Aunt Bee, I am really going to have to walk off in this production.
I wonder who Aunt Bee is baking the pie for.
Why don't you ask me who I'm baking? Why don't you...
And that concludes today's episode. Tune in tomorrow. Hey, Ernest.
What did you just say? Go ahead.
Ernest.
Excuse me?
And now, the sponsorship. That clip was so dramatic, I didn't want to interrupt. It's Rick Jones here, reminding you that at 1-800-DIVORCE, we'll connect you directly to Goldberg Jones. Thank you.
Outstanding.
You know, I know a lot of dogs snap at tires. No, no. This dog would chase a busload of deadheads and chew the timing chain right off of a VW.
Well, when I yell hippie, he goes, yippee.